Western imperialism, knowing that he'll be backed up by his racist, in his racist and Gestapo-like state administration, by USA and her imperialist allies. USA, you know, sent thousands of mercenaries in. There's also reported the only thing that's upholding, able to uphold the white government in Rhodesia against its black and Indian population is what? 16,000 troops, additional white troops from Union of South Africa. 21,000 mercenaries with the United States and Britain supplying the most. 37,000 all told, and they still can't hold out. They want talks. That shows you how fighting and brave the Zimbabwean people of all colors, Indian and black, all of them are combined, and it gives absolute proof that Zimbabwe controls 97% of the country. South African Star reports the United States has been smuggling in, and this paper was immediately put on notice, a white paper was put on notice to cease printing tomorrow. It brought out that the Soviet Union has brought in the last month $11.5 million of weapons. They suggest, said the Johannesburg Star, that they have indeed brought in the neutron bomb if needed for emergency, and as I said, it's under USA control. They have it under USA management, but the neutron bomb is already there in Rhodesia and Africa just in case they can't get a settlement. Terrible. Horrifying. God, news makes you horrified every time you think about it. The corporations, how they get this $11.5 million into places like Zimbabwe was by the fact that the government, U.S. government, works hand in glove with the big multinational corporations, the 6,000 that make bleed profit to the people that practically without blood to even stand on their feet, they're so hungry and impoverished. How they do it is they've channeled the money through the international corporations, and then the international corporations get the weapons, and it doesn't look like direct government involvement, but it's your tax dollars nonetheless. That's where it came from. It was a tax subsidization through the CIA. So how do they get by with that? The CIA doesn't have to give its budget to anyone. The CIA is not even responsible to the President of the United States. Who is responsible to, and then not fully, Senator Stennis. Remember him? Head of the Armed Services Committee. Do you know where our trouble started? When we caught Senator Stennis sending two Air Force officers out undoubtedly to do harm to the black mayor of Mississippi, that beautiful pro-Chinese black mayor, Unita Mae Blackwell Wright. You remember her? Well, we found out who did it. We got the documentation through the San Francisco District Attorney and then through others. We did an investigation in Kessler Air Force Base in Mississippi, where these two chaps live. We had their name and address and found out they were high-ranking officers, one a colonel, one a major, I think, high-ranking officers that were supposed to be confined to Air Force duty, but they were on spy work on that Sunday. They rented the U.D. rental car from Sacramento. You remember that. So I'm sure you know how government money can get to multinationals and how Senator Stennis cooperates with conspirators, so he would gladly go with any CIA misuse of money for cloak and dagger operations. Make good sense. Senator Stennis, Ku Klux Klan, racist. He's always been for states' rights. He's never been aggressive in any field. Anyway, as I said, 16,000 South African troops now are in Rhodesia. And if something not done quickly, they'll be pulverized, said Radio Moscow. So whatever USA and England has in mind, they better get it done, because Ian Smith will be taken care of by the presence of a united front, the Patriotic Front, and now it looks like ZANU may be joining in with them. That Bishop Muzareva, he was quite an Uncle Tom, head of the Methodist churches, but he's lost faith and is not taking much active support in Ian Smith's government these days. Even though he's a strong anti-communist, there's speculation he may be even negotiating at this moment in time with the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. Americans worried. The Republican Party made a strong registration of outrage today that Carter's getting ready to send, of all places, Republicans are fussing about it. This is always typical. Right after a war, you get liberals who try to look more conservative than the Republicans. They have to prove themselves as being reactionaries. Well, there's a number of people, a number of not black, unfortunately, a number of Republican congressmen, legislators, who are worried and protest Carter's plans. They say Carter has plans to send troops in the Middle East just after the summit conference he's going to have in Camp David with Prime Minister Begin of Egypt, and of Israel, rather, and Prime Minister Sadat of Egypt. Czechoslovakia, they're preparing courses in all levels of their schooling for children to learn a trade, that's an ally of the Soviet Union, to learn a trade, socialist Czechoslovakia, to start learning a trade even in nursery level, to do something with their hands. They've had 63% increased industrial growth in the last 5 years in Czechoslovakia. 68% decrease overall with salary increases in the cost of living for the average Czechoslovakian. I don't even know how USA can ever quote these statistics, and they do. Obviously, everybody can see that capitalism doesn't work for the ordinary man. Kwaku Pen, China, is visiting in Romania also to firm up some of their trade agreements. Chinese Prime Minister said in Bucharest today also, Radio Moscow admits this, that nuclear war is inevitable. He called on the Soviet Union to come back to the former stances that they had during the period of Joseph Stalin and renew the world's faith in communism. China's still got an axe to grind over Stalin, it's quite obvious. I gave you the Soviet wage increase, it's going to be in the next 6 months, 7%, with no cost of living increase. I mean, no cost in living, there'll be no inflation, no rises in prices. Apartheid, World Conference in Geneva, a progressive body of the world called the shame of the century, USA racism. Today they label the shame of the century, USA racism, and Rhodesia, and Zimbabwe, I mean, that is backed up, the Ian Smith government of Rhodesia that's backed up by white racist and corporations in the United States. They also voted that arms should be used immediately against oppressed peoples, I mean, to help free oppressed peoples from their oppressor. Not only in South Africa, but this is a strange thing. 121 nations of the World Conference on Racism voted to back armed struggle. Did you hear that? Voted to back armed struggle. 121 nations in the World Conference Against Racism. Any place people are not liberated, they said, including United States of America. They struck out heavily at USA's political imprisonment against Ben Chavis, who has 500 years in the federal penitentiary, a black leader, who was falsely framed for burning an empty garage. The witnesses all later admitted they had been pressured and even tortured into giving false information. John Harris and the Harrises are two Harrises. One's a black who faces his life will be taken from him by the state in a matter of just a few weeks if something's not done. It also indicted, Radio Moscow did, Great Britain for its strong racial prejudices that they're taking even in government. Their stand that they will remove all people of color under Margaret Thatcher. And even now, the Labour government says that there'll be no people of color allowed to immigrate. U.S. and Israel boycott convention is indicted in the sharpest terms by the rest of the world's nations. August 19th is the anniversary of the Vietnam Revolution. Uprising in 1949 that brought back unity in Vietnam, a socialist revolution under Ho Chi Minh. They organized effectively and drove the Japanese out without USA help. German fascism began April 1945, which got rid of the German working class people, minorities, and Jews. And Russia was saying that they felt the foreboding anti-Semitism and racism developing again in the capitalist world. Radio Moscow devoted much of its time today about concern for bigotry against Jews, which that impressed me. They were afraid of what the capitalist world was headed for was another Jewish genocide, as well as genocide for people of color, which we long since expect that. Angola rejects colonialism, a consistent stand against neo-colonialists. Moscow says the USA and her imperialist lackeys of NATO are outraged that relations have normalized between Angola and Zaire. Great success for foreign policy on the part of the People's Republic of Mongolia. I mean, the People's Republic of the Congo. That's why the People's Republic of the Congo was probably attempted to be overthrown a couple of days ago, or a few days ago, by the CIA. Angola announces its solidarity with the rest of the world, the socialist world, seeking liberation. Important impact on racism in South Africa. Angola has, because it is a strong and successful state. It has eliminated poverty and illiteracy. It has a united people, such as also does Mozambique. And thus, says Radio Moscow, the tide of liberation of black Africa and Indian people of color in Africa will soon take place. Soviet women, over half of Soviet women prefer to be professional people or working mothers. They can work in every industry, co-op, farm. There's a nursery school in every community that will take care of their children, work during the workday or during the night for them to have vacation periods or going away for seminars. The countryside, parents visit on weekends. They have a lovely campgrounds and lovely falls and streams where they can swim or fish. They read and count and show their parents what they've done. They show all of the remarkable things they've achieved over the weekend. All have regular health checkups. Some people here gripe because their child is in communal care just a little while. Moscow does the same with their children, and they're 50, nearly 60 years old in the Socialist Revolution. Nurseries are teaching children at 3 years of age to read well and count well. That's nice, black and white brother, arm in arm going by, beautiful. That's what makes Jonestown beautiful. Even working mothers prefer that their mothers, their children, non-working mothers rather, prefer that their children be in the nursery schools for 5 days because of the tremendous education and the beauty that they get from a communal program. You parents should feel grateful for our communal programs because a child of a communal life grows up healthier and doesn't have any tendencies to violence, as best people can determine. They're much more peace-loving and cooperative in their personalities. I don't mean submissively so or passively so, but they are much more cooperative. That ends the Moscow news, and you can replay under the library all the earlier news on this today. There's a lot of it. A lot of it, I'm afraid. But no executive action, everyone. Know that. I love you.